from the Triple M studios.
God, it's all happening.
This is the Marty Shear Gold Show. Triple M.
Top six at six.
It's also wonderful.
It's also wonderful. Yeah. It's confusing me. As Melbourne always does.
Yes.
Get the Toyota forklift advantage. Visit toyotamaterialhandling.com.au.
Coming in at one, Hawthorn will be urged to apologise and acknowledge that racism took place at the club as part of official mediation starting on Tuesday. All parties are required to attend the mediation or send a legal representative, meaning coaches Alistair Clarkson and Chris Fagan could come face-to-face with some of their accusers for the first time.
Right.
Right.
I don't think I'd bother turning up.
If you were...
I'd send a legal representative. If I felt like I hadn't done anything wrong.
Yeah.
Like, what's the point of going through mediation when you've never agreed with the process? You've never felt as though you did anything wrong.
Mm.
You've had to fight to clear your name through scuttlebutt and just the usual media streams that we all live and die by.
And that maybe...
And then they go, oh, now you come in and apologise. Oh, why don't you shove it up your ass?
Maybe it's not about apology. Maybe it's good to have a face-to-face conversation.
But not if you don't think you've done anything wrong.
I'll say that in the face-to-face.
But they've all said that.
I know.
Repeatedly.
I know.
And then they get called into mediation, like the AFL don't understand what's happened here.
Or send a legal representative.
Exactly.
Thank you, Troy.
I'll send a mate of mine who's not even a lawyer. Mate of mine, Dave.
Dave, yeah.
Dave can go in.
Here we go.
Are you a lawyer? He'll go, yeah, I'm a lawyer. I'm a lawyer of bullshit.
The prize winner, Marty, Dave.
Yeah.
Dave,
mate.
Spin it, DJ Dave.
Dave's got his own issues.
I don't think he's got a lot going on.
He's got a lot going on.
He's busy.
Coming in at two, Sacha Baron Cohen has released a statement after being accused of being an arsehole in Rebel Wilson's explosive new memoir.
Yep.
He claims, while we appreciate the importance of speaking out, these demonstrably false claims are directly contradicted by extensive, detailed evidence. Mm. So the claim is, from Rebel, and we were talking about this yesterday, and I was suggesting that if Rebel doesn't name this person and doesn't go all the way, then this is just a sales pitch for the book.
Yes. Mm.
Well, then she named him on her story.
She's now said it's Sacha Baron Cohen.
Cohen.
And she said, when I first came to Hollywood, people were like, yeah, I have a no asshole policy. Means like, yeah, I don't work with assholes. I was like, oh, yeah. I mean, daddy, 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 dumb. Every day he's just like, just go naked. It'll be funny. Remember in Borat when I did that naked scene? It was hilarious. On the last day, I thought I'd obviously won the argument and he got a body double to do the naked scene. Wilson also said that while shooting the final scene of the Brothers Grimsby, Baron Cohen allegedly, let's be clear, asked her to stick your finger up my butt.
That is not.
Wow.
When Wilson pointed out it wasn't in the script, she claimed he said, look, I'll just pull down my pants. You just stick your finger up my butt. It'll be a really funny bit. Ooh. How many times you use that one on a night out?
Oh, we know your answer.
Hey, listen, this will be funny. I'm going to pull my pants down. You shove your finger up me, Dave.
We'll do it for the podcast.
Well, it's interesting. It's an interesting one. She's named Sacha Baron Cohen.
Developing story.
Developing story. Mm. Look, you know, I don't know. Whatever. Coming in at three, an Adelaide woman who lost her wedding dress when her fiancé drove off with it on the roof of their cars offered a reward to get it back. Oh, no!
She put it up there so it wouldn't get crushed as they were loading things into the boot.
I've done that with my sunglasses.
Wedding dress gone.
Wedding dress?
Put my sunnies on the roof for whatever reason.
Yeah, that's quite common. I've heard that a couple of times.
I went back looking for them. No.
I've done it with my phone, but I arrived and my phone was still on the roof.
That's brilliant.
That's amazing.
Mm. Could be a phoner. What'd you leave on the roof? Have we done that?
We have done it. Maybe it was
very long time ago.
Maybe we should revisit
me.
Revisit it.
I think actually you're right.
I think it might have been Sons me.
That's
when Anthony Limo was at the helm.
That's when I told the story of how I did leave my phone up there once and I opened the boot of my car, which was a hatchback, and it wouldn't open properly. And I was like, why won't this open? And it was just crunching my phone and it smashed the whole thing.
It had fallen down the windscreen and jammed in the back.
October 17, we did it.
Yes,
Limo left a cake on the roof.
Good start.
Oh, 20 seconds.
Two Sydney Swans AFLW players have been charged by police for possessing an illicit substance believed to be cocaine. I don't know if it is.
Don't know.
In December, well, that'll unfold.
Yep.
Victoria's top road cop's been left mortified after he was speeding on his way to a meeting.
Billy Billy.
He was doing 58 and a 50. US presidential hopeful Donald Trump's taken his own truth social site to boast about.
Top six at six.
Wow.
Good job.
The Marty Sheargold Show on Triple M.